The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Amen. The Lord has been opening us in the school of life to the apostles' doctrine. Can we just say a word of prayer? Father, we thank you. Thank you for mercy. Let understanding come to us. Help us. Help me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. So we have been considering the apostles' doctrine, living a new life in Christ. Amen. Can we say living a new life in Christ? We have said the apostles' doctrine is also called the milk of the word. Do we remember that? And then some people also call it new creation realities, which are not wrong in themselves, but what is wrong is declaring it as the end of what God wants to do. Hallelujah. And so we don't see it as a whole picture of what God wants to do. And one of the things we should know about the apostles' doctrine or the new creation's reality is that, number one, we have authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have authority. Can we say, I have authority in the name of Jesus? That's one reality that must dawn on you. You can pray in the name of Jesus. And Jesus can hear you by the virtue of you connecting God through believing in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We have the hope of eternal life. Can we say, I have the hope of eternal life? Not many people can hope for the life that God wants to give. But that you are born again, you have capacity to hope for everything that God wants to give to man. That's a reality that should dawn on you after you are born again. Hallelujah. So these are what they call new creation realities. Then the regeneration of our spirit. Hallelujah. The regeneration of our spirit. That is, they've given us a new spirit. Praise the name of Jesus. Daddy was speaking last week. I'll reiterate what he said because it's still the crux of this teaching as we look at it together today. Amen. Can we read first of all from 1 Corinthians 15? 1 Corinthians, I would like us to open our Bible and if possible have your pen so that you can underline some words, some statements that you can go back to help you. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3. 1 Corinthians 15, 3. Let's see what Apostle Paul said he delivered to the saints in Corinth. 1, 2, 3, go. Can we read together? For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Can we read verse 4? And that he was buried, and that he rose again, and the third day according to the scripture. Let's see 5. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this day, but some are falling asleep. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. How? Can we say how? How is a manner. So what Apostle Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 15:3 is that believers must come to know how Christ died. The only thing we know about Christ's death is that he went to the cross. But there is a how. When heaven is talking about a how, then there was a preparation or there's a process that made it the death. Hallelujah. Because many people have died and their death has amounted to nothing. But there is one that died, that death made meaning to the soul of man. Now, generations pass, in these generations and generations to come, forever and ever. Amen. So it takes understanding. If not, the only thing we know about the death of Jesus is that he went to the cross. We won't know how it translates to us. So Apostle Paul will have the believers in Corinth know how Christ died for our sins. Please, let's know that the death was for our sins, not for his own sin. It is for our sins. Hallelujah. And it was according to the scriptures. And then he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures, not after 3 days. He's on the third day. You know that song? After 3 days, he rose from death. If it's after 3 days, it means on the fourth day he rose. So it's on the third day. Third. Resurrection. Third day. Hallelujah. So we want to look at what we have been looking at. What happened to us? Amen. God is mystery. I want to say it like that. And everything about God is mystery. Even you're a human being, you are a mystery. Amen. You don't know you, or you don't know yourself. Me, I know myself. You don't know yourself. You can't truly know yourself if you don't know the God who created you. Amen. So the true definition of you cannot be outside God. No man can truly find definition of himself outside God. Hallelujah. So we are looking at what happened to us, because something actually happened to us when Jesus died, when he was buried, and when he was raised again from the dead as an experience. Can we say as an experience? To be believed and understood. When we say it's an experience, it's a life you will experience. You need to believe it first and then understand it. Whatever heavens put together to make you say, I give my life to Jesus, which we really didn't give, or you believed in the person of Jesus, because it's not really easy to give our life to Jesus. It will take time of enlightenment for us to begin to give our life to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, giving our life to Jesus is not, Jesus, I'm sorry for all the bad things I've done. From today, I say you are my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Amen. What you did is that you just confessed your faith in the Lord Jesus. You believed in Jesus. You believe in the program of salvation that God brought through Jesus so that you can begin a journey, not so that you can go to heaven. If it is to go to heaven, immediately that happened, they should whisk you away from the earth and take you to your abiding place in heaven. Amen. We are only saying that the life that God came to give is for man to live upon the face of the earth. And so we must understand how that Christ died, how he was buried, and how he resurrected. In some teachings back, maybe like last month, you know, Daddy was saying that when we say milk of the word, when you begin to hear, know ye not, know ye, they expect you to know what you have believed. Those are scriptures that tell you milk of the word. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's part of the teaching of milk to let you know that you can't use your body anyhow. Hallelujah. So when you hear all those know ye in the epistles, those are the milk of the word. In case you are looking for which verse of the scripture is talking about milk, all those know ye not that you are seated in heavenly places to Christ Jesus. Know ye that to whom you yield yourself servant to obey. These are milk teaching. Hallelujah. So all those teachings from the epistles, they are milk to help us understand what happened to us when Jesus died and he was buried and then he rose again. Amen. Like I said, I'm going to reiterate what Daddy said last week, that man is spirit, soul, and body. Amen. So at new birth, that point where he said, I believe in Jesus, two things happened, or something happened to two aspects of our being. Amen. You know, we have the spirit of a man, we have the soul, and then we have the body. When you say, I believe in Jesus, nothing happens to your body. Nothing happens. But I tell you, a great work or a great intercourse happened in the spirit. Just like when intercourse takes place, the woman may not know that a baby is already, a life has already begun on her inside. Amen. She may not know until after a while she will start seeing signs. She can just feel that I'm feeling weak, but something has begun before she started feeling what she's feeling. Hallelujah. So when heaven sees faith in a heart, they bring their word and then an intercourse takes place. When your faith say, I believe Jesus, something happened to your spirit. Amen. Why? Because the spirit has been dead in the garden. When man ate that fruit, his spirit died. And that is said, that spirit is called old man. Your spirit is an old man. And the ordination of that spirit is death. Hallelujah. I want us to read a place in Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Can we see verse 6? See what we should know again. Can we say knowing this? That's a scripture that tells us about the reality of the things that has happened to us. Knowing this, that, can we read together? That our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So this one thing, new creation reality, should paint that we have an old man. This scripture has affirmed that. And then at Jesus' death, our old man was crucified with him. That old man is a dead spirit. Then Satan, the old serpent, took over that position and began to train the soul of man. Amen. Now that soul of man, that calls it the body of sin. Can we see that in that Romans 6? Your spirit is the old man that died. Your body of sin is your soul. Did we get that? So, what made our soul old is the old serpent. Immediately man ate that fruit, something activated that another spirit will begin to lead the soul of man. So, man began to develop the body of sin. Can we say body of sin? Or we can say the program of sin. Why? Because his spirit is a dead spirit. You will only, is the woman that expresses her husband. Amen. That's why, you know, Apostle Paul says he's speaking of Christ and the church when it comes to husbands, love your wife. Amen. The people that will really show Christ is the church. It's the woman that shows the man. When the man did something, nobody knew. But after a while, the tummy will protrude and they will know that this man has done something to this woman. He doesn't need to say it. It's announced everywhere. Amen. So whatever Christ is doing in our spirit, our soul is supposed to express it. Hallelujah. Which will naturally play out in our body. Everything you are doing in your body is a play out of what is in your soul. Hallelujah. So daddy said the spirit is the husband while the soul is the wife. All of us as man and woman, we have that on our inside. Amen. It's a body we are carrying. The spirit is the husband, and then the soul is the wife. So as long as one husband is still alive, the woman is under that husband. She is never free. She is never free until the death of that man. Amen. So if a woman yields to another man when the former one is still alive, they will term it as an adulterer. Let's look at it. Romans 7:3. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she's not an adulteress, though she be married to another man. At the time you say, I believe in Jesus, hallelujah, heaven imports Christ, or a free spirit, a free spirit, into your spirit man. Hallelujah. To destroy what the enemy has done in our spirit. So you must understand that. But know that it's not instantaneous with the soul. Because it also took time for the soul to finally disconnect totally from God. Because even after Adam fell, he could still hear God. Do you remember that Cain was also hearing God? God asked him, Cain, where is thy brother? The soul, though his spirit has died, his soul was not very far away from God. So what the enemy did by that thing is this, was that he was pushing man away. He wanted to push man to a place of destruction where man will be totally disconnected from God. And then a place in Revelation will say that Jesus, like one of our fathers will preach, that Jesus was crucified between Egypt and Sodom. Amen. And do you know how he explained it? Every man began from Egypt and should end in Sodom. You know what they did to Sodom? They destroyed Sodom. So that was the plan of Satan. So that man will become a destructive property. But Jesus stepped in. Hallelujah. Can we say Jesus stepped in? So man cannot cross to destruction except if he chooses to. Amen. So there were entities we inherited when our spirit died. The soul was also trained to a point that man cannot even hear God again. If God is resounding from heaven, the highest you can hear is that, he thunder it. Amen. Man's faculties has been so altered that he cannot hear from God again. But thank God for Jesus coming. Jesus began beckoning. If anybody will believe, then something will start happening. Hallelujah. Just a step of obedience. He said, for by the disobedience of one man, sin came into the whole world. And then sin was ravaging man, was eating man. Amen. So today, if anybody believes in Jesus, you are going to open up a channel so that the generations coming after you will become better and better and better connected to God. Just like generations that were coming after were becoming weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker because of one man's offense. But Jesus came and opened another chapter. Hallelujah. And so they deposited power into our spirit. They deposited life into our spirit. So how you will know a believer is that a believer will do something wrong and then he will start feeling bad, which was his normal life before. Do you know who is feeling bad? Your spirit is feeling bad, but your members, which are your soul, called the body of sin, is still going through training. So daddy was saying that the spirit will begin to shout on inside, I'm not there, I'm not there. You are the one. It is your soul. So Romans 6:6 says that our old man is crucified with him. Hold that as a reality. Crucified with him means he took that body of sin to the cross. Give me that scripture that said he was made sin who knew no sin, so that the body of sin, that's 5:21, can work together. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. They made one of them to come and take the body of sin. Hallelujah. Because the blood of bulls and goats could not save man, not even the blood of any prophet. Can we say made? They made him to be sin for us. And that's why, you know, that said that, the Bible, as Daddy affirms that, if the princes of the world knew, they would not have crucified Christ. When God saw what the enemy did with sin, he brought out the technology of Christ. That thing, it was God himself that was in Christ. Amen. So Christ was a seed that can never die. If it was another seed that went to cross, that seed may not come back. But devil did not know. If it is you that they say you should go and die for your sin by yourself, you won't. In fact, you can't even go through the process. At the point of carrying the cross, you will throw everything away. Let me cuckoo die. Yes, I want to die. I'm already dead. They put crown of thorns, give you 40 stripes. You know where we're reading this morning? When they say they will beat the man, I say, uh-uh. So there's a provision in the law to flog people. That's why today you think that the way some brothers will behave, you should lie them down and give them that kind. Sometimes your soul can be tempted to say, let's go and use that treatment. This kind thing that this brother did. Hallelujah. I'm only trying to say that nobody can go through what Jesus went through to become the savior of our soul. No prophet, no angel, nobody born of a woman could become the savior of the world. Heaven knew that if they don't send themselves, if they say use the blood of bulls and goats, I didn't like that thing in the Old Testament, because to me, it felt like God prefers to see the blood of bulls and goats than to see man, because of what sin had made man to be. To God. I mean, it's something better used for atonement now. To God. Let it just cover it there. That's how much destruction the enemy has done to man. I say blood of bulls and goats. But the Bible also said that what the blood of bulls and goats could not do, not even the blood of your father, or no righteous man. They needed to prepare themselves. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So heaven knew that if this seed went to the cross, if it entered the grave, it will come out. If it is you that went there, you will be forever trapped there. And we knew now that the enemy trapped people in hell until Jesus went there and collected the keys of hell and death. That's what happened to you. So you should know that that reality, they gave you a soul. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what your soul is doing. Don't look at what your soul is doing. Quickly look at the reality of your person in the spirit. Like that, we say, if your soul is tired and does not want to sing to Jesus, if you are tired, it's not your spirit that is tired, it's your soul. If you can look beyond your soul and draw strength from your spirit and just begin to sing and pray, you see that your whole body will cooperate later. And that's what you should do. A man should culture his wife. Hallelujah. Amen. So we must understand that when we are weak, it's not your spirit that is weak, oh, it's your soul. You can choose to draw strength from your spirit to saturate your soul. You just got a news and then you are downcast. And then prayer is not even flowing. You can choose to keep that aside and say, no, Christ is not downcast. I have my liberty in Christ. I am not, the psalmist will say, why are you downcast, oh my soul? I won't look at the downcast in my soul. I'll look at Christ's provision and begin to affirm that. And before you know it, your spirit is energized. Hallelujah. Amen. So, our old man was crucified with him for one reason, so that they will destroy the body of sin. It needs to be destroyed. The soul needs to experience the power that came into the spirit so that the things it has acquired, because what the soul has acquired, they are hellish things. Hallelujah. They are things that should qualify a man for hell. So we were quickened. At new birth, what was quickened is our spirit. You see that in Ephesians 2:1. And you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. We were dead. Our spirit and soul were dead. We were dead in trespasses and sin. We were not able to respond to God. Look at verse 2 of that Ephesians 2. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. So who walked away was the soul. Spirit died instanta when it ate that fruit. Soul began to journey away, to journey away, to journey away. Verse 3 now says, among whom also we all had, all of us, we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. So we all went through that path. So the soul of man walked over the years away from God. It kept going away from God. Kept going away from God. And that's why we have what we have today. It's looking like there's no human being again. When you see the wickedness in man, you will wonder, is there still a human being? When God said he was looking for man on earth, it was not like there was no human being. It's the destruction. That man has become lower than a beast. Amen. Hallelujah. So, we walked over the years away from God, from righteousness, and that was how we acquired all that irresponsiveness, inability to respond to God. After the fall in the garden, the sons of Adam still called upon the Lord and still offered to God. You remember? Cain offered offering. Abel offered offering. Though they have sinned, they were still offering to God. The soul has not journeyed too much away. When you see some souls, you know that this one is very far from. Some, they are at the brink of hell. To save that kind of a soul will require more energy than the one who is still in the midway. The nature of some soul is close, is one with hell. Hallelujah. Amen. So, what offered offering was not their spirit, because their spirit was dead. It was their soul that offered offering, because there was still a measure of life in their soul that didn't die instantly. Their spirit died instantly. It took time for the soul to totally disconnect from God. So God could still reach people like Abraham. God has spoken to him. In the midst of idolatry, God could still reach Abraham. His soul still had the measure of life, but their spirits were all dead. Every man's spirit was dead until Christ came. Hallelujah. Why? Because the spirit is like a candle. Once you do, it has gone. You know, Proverbs 20:27 says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward part. That's the nature of our spirit. The fire got quenched once in the spirit, but in the soul, it took time. So also, when you say, I believe in the provision of salvation, and you confess the Lord as your Savior, life comes immediately into your spirit, but it doesn't come immediately into your soul. Hallelujah. The soul will have to go through a process for it to come to salvation. Amen. And that process is what we call way. You know, Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So where way is in the soul. Because man's spirit died, the soul got a way that is away from God, which end is destruction. Hallelujah. So you see that people still do wrong, even while they still speak in tongues. Amen. Somebody can still go and sin and yet be speaking in tongues. Amen. We don't understand soul. Soul is complex. And if you don't have this understanding, you will be confused at some point too. To say that, I thought this person is born again. He's born again. Whatever Jesus did completely in his spirit, is the soul. So that's why repentance must also be part of what they give in the milk of the word. Hallelujah. Repentance from dead works. When light shines on it, you should repent of it so that it will lose its strength. It should lose its strength. Some sin, it can go by the virtue of you saying Jesus. And it is expected that we don't see it. Works of the flesh. You can't be saying you are Jesus and then you are fornicating, you are lying, you are stealing. All those ones should go. But there are still works in the soul. Hallelujah. Now, when we respond sometimes to flesh, it is not our spirit, it is our soul. And that's why you must not stay there. Or you must not say that, okay, because it's not my spirit, it's my soul, then I can continue. And then my spirit can be inherited by God. You are your soul. Hallelujah. What was purchased for you is a reality in the spirit. That if you want to walk in the newness of life, it is possible. If you don't walk in that newness of life, if you keep obeying the dictates of the flesh, you will still end up in destruction, even though your spirit has received light. Hallelujah. Amen. So, when our soul will be restored, it's not going to be a sudden restoration. It will go through process. Let's see Ephesians 2:8. Hallelujah. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. So God gave us the capacity to get saved. It was not something that came from us. The capacity to get saved was given to us by God. So they have to give us that grace, and our believing imparted to us grace, capacity to express the initial salvation, that is being born again. So it's by grace that you could even say, ah, Jesus, take over my life from today. They have impacted something into your spirit. Something happened. Something happened. Hallelujah. Let's see Ephesians 2:4-5, lastly. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he had loved us, even when we were dead in sin, had quickened us together with Christ. This is another scripture that shows us the realities of our new creation in Christ. Hallelujah. So what God did was that he quickened our spirit with Christ. And what happened to our spirit is to separate from what happened to our soul. Please, we must know that whatever God did was in our spirit. Our soul is supposed to come under the lordship of our spirit to experience its freedom again. Amen. So we must not lose sight of the fact that spirit, we are soul, and we are body. And when we believe Jesus, a work gets activated on our inside. You see the spirit will keep warring against the soul, wanting to, for the soul to come to a place where it can obey righteousness and completely yield to the spirit. So a point is coming where our soul will completely be Christ. Why? Because we have allowed the spirit to culture that soul. And that is said, after that is done, because the spirit is always ahead, You see, this, your spirit will be upgraded again. Come to the living light. It will start beaming into the soul. The soul will embody it again. It will come to the true light. Start beaming to the soul. The soul will embody it again. Amen. I know few words are not enough to capture these realities, but I'm trusting Jesus that the Holy Spirit will open more of this in our hearts. Amen. Can we just pray? Can we say, Jesus, I want to understand. I want to understand. Help me to understand. Help me to understand your death, your burial, and your resurrection as it pertained to my soul. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, please help us understand. Help us, mighty Father. Help us. Help us to live again, not unto sin, but unto you. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.